I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My sponsored posts have low engagement. That's what we're going to talk about today. Sponsored posts are often part of a blogger's income, or anybody doing Instagram, trying to make money on Instagram, other social media. Sometimes you have to disclose that there is a sponsorship or a paid ad behind it. And this British blogger has a problem. The sponsored posts she runs typically have much lower engagement than her organic posts. So what can be done? Basically, we're looking here is at how do you balance authenticity with monetization? Hannah from London has a food blog. She's been noticing a dip in engagement on these sponsored posts. And she's like, am I losing my audience's trust? So interesting problem here. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. After the break, we'll dive into how to keep your audience engaged without compromising on your income source.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Hannah calling from London, and I've been running a food blog for 3 years with diversified income from sponsored posts, ads, and affiliate marketing. After a recent sponsored post with a kitchenware brand received noticeably lower engagement, I'm concerned I'm losing my audience's trust. How can I balance authenticity with the need to monetize? I don't want to stop having sponsors, but I don't want to lose my audience even more.
Hannah, the first thing to know, the most important thing to know perhaps, well, it is the first and most important, it is natural for sponsored posts to have lower engagement compared to organic content. Almost everyone is going to see that. Famous celebrities, Instagram influencers with millions of followers, they see that, they experience it. So just know that it's going to be different. It really only becomes a concern if you notice like a persistent trend of diminishing engagement across all of your posts, or perhaps explicit audience feedback indicating mistrust. That's what you want to be on the lookout for. But generally speaking, I think as long as you are mindful about these things, as long as you are trying to post lots of content that is well-received, that is organic and truly helpful, valuable to your audience, then you don't have to worry so much. Most people these days tend to understand that a food blogger or really anybody who's trying to build a business online, they're going to have a revenue source. And it's your challenge to make sure that your communication is authentic and that you are selling authentically or, you know, promoting something authentically. But that doesn't mean you have to not promote anything at all. So I think make sure the brand or product aligns, but otherwise don't worry about it too much. You only want to worry about it if your overall engagement is dropping across all your posts. So it's just expected, it's normal. Just focus on what you can control. I really wouldn't worry about it too much unless there's some other data point or something not mentioned here in this brief analysis. Okay, Hannah, good luck. Listeners, good luck. Excited for all that you're doing. Let me know what your projects are, what you're working on, what's going well and what's challenging. Of course, much more is coming up. New episode every day. I very much enjoy this conversation and I appreciate you. That's all for today. My name's Chris Gillifo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.